11. What is creation? Creation is the sum of all God's thoughts in number infinite and everywhere without all limit. Only love creates, and only like itself. There was no time when all that it created was not there, nor will there be a time when anything that it created suffers any loss. Forever and forever are God's thoughts exactly as they were and as they are, unchanged through time and after time is done. God's thoughts are given all the power that their own Creator has, for He would add to love by its extension. Thus His Son shares in creation and must therefore share in power to create. What God has willed to be forever one will still be one when time is over, and will not be changed throughout the course of time, remaining as it was before the thought of time began. Creation is the opposite of all illusions, for creation is the truth. Creation is the Holy Son of God, for in creation is His will, complete in every aspect, making every part container of the whole. Its oneness is forever guaranteed inviolate, forever held within His holy will, beyond all possibility of harm, of separation, imperfection, and of any spot upon its sinlessness. We are creation, we the sons of God. We seem to be discreet and unaware of our eternal unity with Him. Yet back of all our doubts, past all our fears, there still is certainty. For love remains with all its thoughts, its sureness being theirs. God's memory is in our holy minds, which know their oneness and their unity with their Creator. Let our function be only to let this memory return, only to let God's will be done on earth, only to be restored to sanity and to be but as God created us. Our Father calls to us. We hear His voice and we forgive creation in the name of its Creator, holiness itself, whose holiness His own creation shares, whose holiness is still a part of us. Lesson 321. Father, my freedom is in You alone. I did not understand what made me free, nor what my freedom is, nor where to look to find it. Father, I have searched in vain until I heard Your voice directing me. Now I would guide myself no more, for I have neither made nor understood the way to find my freedom. But I trust in You. You who endowed me with my freedom as Your holy Son will not be lost to me. Your voice directs me, and the way to You is opening and clear to me at last. Father, my freedom is in You alone. Father, it is my will that I return. Today we answer for the world, which will be freed along with us. How glad are we to find our freedom through the certain way our Father has established, and how sure is all the world's salvation when we learn our freedom can be found in God alone. Lesson 322. I can give up but what was never real. I sacrifice illusions, nothing more. And as illusions go, I find the gifts illusions tried to hide, awaiting me in shining welcome and in readiness to give God's ancient messages to me. His memory abides in every gift that I receive of Him, and every dream serves only to conceal the self which is God's only Son, the likeness of Himself, the Holy One who still abides in Him forever, as He still abides in me. Father, to you all sacrifice remains forever inconceivable. And so I cannot sacrifice except in dreams. As you created me, I can give up nothing you gave me. What you did not give has no reality. What loss can I anticipate except the loss of fear and the return of love into my mind? Lesson 323. I gladly make the sacrifice of fear. Here is the only sacrifice you ask of your beloved Son. You ask him to give up all suffering, all sense of loss and sadness, all anxiety and doubt, and freely let your love come streaming into his awareness, healing him of pain, and giving him your own eternal joy. Such is the sacrifice you ask of me, and one I gladly make. The only cost of restoration of your memory to me for the salvation of the world. And as we pay the debt we owe to truth, a debt that merely is the letting go of self-deceptions and of images we worshipped falsely, truth returns to us in wholeness and in joy. We are deceived no longer. Love has now returned to our awareness, and we are at peace again, for fear has gone, and only love remains. Lesson 324. I merely follow, for I would not lead. Father, you are the one who gave the plan for my salvation to me. You have set the way I am to go, the role to take, and every step in my appointed path. I cannot lose the way. I can but choose to wander off a while and then return. Your loving voice will always call me back and guide my feet aright. My brothers all can follow in the way I lead them, yet I merely follow in the way to you as you direct me and would have me go. So let us follow one who knows the way. We need not tarry, and we cannot stray except an instant from his loving hand. We walk together, for we follow him. And it is he who makes the ending sure and guarantees a safe returning home. Lesson 325. All things I think I see reflect ideas. This is salvation's keynote. What I see reflects a process in my mind, which starts with my idea of what I want. From there, the mind makes up an image of the thing the mind desires, judges valuable, and therefore seeks to find. These images are then projected outward, looked upon, esteemed as real, and guarded as one's own. From insane wishes comes an insane world. From judgment comes a world condemned, and from forgiving thoughts, a gentle world comes forth with mercy for the Holy Son of God to offer him a kindly home where he can rest a while before he journeys on and help his brothers walk ahead with him and find the way to heaven and to God. Our Father, your ideas reflect the truth, and mine apart from yours but make up dreams. Let me behold what only yours reflect, for yours and yours alone establish truth. Lesson 326. I am forever an effect of God. Father, I was created in your mind, a holy thought that never left its home. I am forever your effect, and you, forever and forever, are my cause. As you created me, I have remained. Where you established me, I still abide. and all your attributes abide in me because it is your will to have a son so like his cause that cause and its effect are indistinguishable. Let me know that I am an effect of God, and so I have the power to create like you. And as it is in heaven, so on earth. Your plan I follow here, and at the end I know that you will gather your effects into the tranquil heaven of your love, where earth will vanish and all separate thoughts unite in glory as the Son of God. Let us today behold earth disappear, at first transformed and then forgiven, fade entirely into God's holy will. Lesson 327. I need but call, and you will answer me. I am not asked to take salvation on the basis of an unsupported faith, for God has promised he will hear my call and answer me himself. Let me but learn from my experience that this is true, and faith in him must surely come to me. This is the faith that will endure and take me farther and still farther on the road that leads to him. For thus I will be sure that he has not abandoned me and loves me still, awaiting but my call to give me all the help I need to come to him. Father, I thank you that your promises will never fail in my experience if I but test them out. Let me attempt, therefore, to try them and to judge them not. Your word is one with you. You give the means whereby conviction comes and surety of your abiding love is gained at last. Lesson 328. I choose the second place to gain the first. What seems to be the second place is first, for all things we perceive are upside down until we listen to the voice for God. It seems that we will gain autonomy, but by our striving to be separate, and that our independence from the rest of God's creation is the way in which salvation is obtained. Yet all we find is sickness, suffering, and loss and death. This is not what our Father wills for us, nor is there any second to his will. To join with his is but to find our own. And since our will is his, it is to him that we must go to recognize our will. There is no will but yours, and I am glad that nothing I imagine contradicts what you would have me be. It is your will that I be wholly safe, eternally at peace. And happily I share that will which you, my Father, gave as part of me. Lesson 329. I have already chosen what you will. Father, I thought I wandered from your will, defied it, broke its laws, and interposed a second will more powerful than yours. Yet what I am in truth is but your will, extended and extending. This am I, and this will never change. As you are one, so am I one with you. And this I chose in my creation, where my will became forever one with yours. That choice was made for all eternity. It cannot change and be in opposition to itself. Father, my will is yours, and I am safe, untroubled, and serene in endless joy because it is your will that it be so. Today we will accept our union with each other and our source. We have no will apart from his, and all of us are one because his will is shared by all of us. Through it we recognize that we are one. Through it we find our way at last to God. Lesson 330. I will not hurt myself again today. Let us this day accept forgiveness as our only function. Why should we attack our minds and give them images of pain? Why should we teach them they are powerless when God holds out His power and His love and bids them take what is already theirs? The mind that is made willing to accept God's gifts has been restored to spirit and extends its freedom and its joy, as is the will of God united with its own. The self which God created cannot sin and therefore cannot suffer. Let us choose today that He be our identity and thus escape forever from all things the dream of fear appears to offer us. Father, your Son cannot be hurt. And if we think we suffer, we but fail to know our one identity we share with you. We would return to it today to be made free forever from all our mistakes and to be saved from what we thought we were.